Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis
on Today FM.
Jennifer Rock, oh my God, it's been too long.
Good morning, it is. I've missed your face.
It has been too long.
It's been a while.
I know. That's my fault.
No, not at all.
You've had an incredible year. We want to talk about winter skin and the hot topic, of course, which I know with our listeners, a lot of people have children between the ages of 11 and 13. All the skincare products that they're being marketed. So we're going to talk all about that. But your year has been the most magical thing to watch on Instagram. Your multiple ends, your multiple parties, your wedding. So congratulations.
Thank you. We've just had a magical year. Do you know what? There's so much sadness going on in the world. And I think for us, we just wanted to bring, honestly, everybody we love together as many times as we possibly could and just celebrate it. So our whole theme for the year was love is love. So what does that look like? So we got our professional photographs back from our wedding the other day, and there's honestly not one that we're not some sort of like cackle laughing, belly laughter. And it's just, it's magic. So to be able to have that as part of our year, we're really lucky.
That's incredible. And like when I watched your stories and you and Jill, like it really was like, to me, it looked like it was for everyone else. Like, yes, it was for you guys, but it was so inclusive as well.
Yeah, well, so our theme was love is love, as I said. And so part of our ceremony, for example, was by a beautiful lady called Judith McAdam. But it was all about how do you come to a wedding and show up and go, what do I want from this day? So we tried to bring, we're quite holistic beings as well as being nerds and scientific and loving facts. So it was just about, we're very lucky that like I've lost daddy. And I think when you've lost a parent, you start to realise that you're not invincible yourself. And so just going, right, what we want all these people around us to capture this moment. And so we have milked it though, Alison, I'm not going to lie.
we
really did. Like, we've taken advantage of it. Like, we have a family moon in a couple of weeks for myself, Jill, and my son Matthew are going to go off to South Africa. Like, anything that we can link back to the wedding,
Where are you flying into?
Oh, good question. I think we fly to Johannesburg and then go to Safari and then Cape Town.
It's still we did that trip in 2009. Still one of my favorite things ever.
People say that to me. They actually say you shouldn't go because it's the best holiday. You'll never have one like it. So I'm intrigued.
It's amazing. Well, congratulations
to you
guys.
Thank you
very much. And your own company as well is doing really, really well. Did you just introduce the spritz?
Yeah, Spritz O'Clock. I think I said this to you probably first ever on air. How many years ago?
10.
Curtis. Genuinely. So I love spritzing and really hydrating the skin. And do you know what? And I really truly sincerely mean this. So we've launched Skingredients Christmas a couple of weeks ago and it's just doing so well, and it's because people support us because our products work. So it's a like for like. So we've an amazing,
and it's Irish
community.
Like,
yeah, it's Irish made.
Want to support. Yeah,
we support so many people in business. So look, for us it's about getting the right ingredients for your skin. But places
well
like
you've transformed years ago my routine, and I still follow the stories and take the advice.
I'm a proud teacher.
It is something that I really like, because I don't spend on myself. Like, I don't get my hair done that often. I don't get nails done that often, but the one thing I spend on is skincare stuff. Yeah.
And you know what? I still say it, and I think people think, God, will she stop saying that? But the skin is an organ. So there's an element of, I suppose, a responsibility piece to protect it. And if you look at the cancer stats in Ireland alone, from a health perspective, it's an organ that does deserve a little bit more time, attention, care, and conversation like this. But then from an aesthetic side, it's okay to want to feel good in yourself. So we try in the Skin Nerd and Skin Ingredients world not to say anti-aging, because it's about pro-aging.
Yes.
So it's not that we're trying to stop it, but can we talk about, you know, why do you have that sun damage, and can we shield it and prevent it from manifesting into anything else? Or just conversations that make anybody of all genders just feel good, literally, genuinely, no pun intended, good in their own skin.
Exactly.
Within reason, within a budget, and with time that is allowable.
They're allowed to do
whatever that is for you.
So winter is like, I mean, I'm dry all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, but winter is, that is a challenging time for skin.
It is. It definitely is. So people would often put skincare into like that seasonality. So, you know, what to do in the summer, spring, autumn, winter. And it's probably the one season that I do think needs a little bit of tweak and attention compared to the rest of the year. So by and large, if I can start with the non-negotiables, we'll always say and suggest without fail to cleanse and SPF, regardless if it's Christmas Day or summer's day. It's just, they're non-negotiables, because that's like a skin health piece of taking away the dirt, debris, grime, etc., and all the pollution of water that gets into our skin. Those microparticles do cause inflammation and sensitivity, so cleansing is a key. And just getting a cleanse that you like. I'll always advocate for cream cleansers, sometimes gel cleansers, unless you're like me, different to you, really oily. I would tend to say, you know, be wary of too many gel based cleansers, and then SPF, which is a whole different segment, but just a non-negotiable from a health perspective. But then coming into this time of the year, what's happening? So a couple of different things. So you're dry by disposition. I'm definitely the oiliest person you'll ever meet, right? So we're literally two ends of the same scale. So for a dry skin person, what you might find is that you're sitting in, you know, heated areas, or you're jumping into the car, you're whacking the heat on, it's in such close proximity to your face.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then you get out of the car, car and it's cold, you go back into a building, it's warm. So we ask a lot of our skin and that kind of the extremity side of life. So what do I say? I say it starts with the inside out, and I really wish it didn't. And I'll sit and tell you all about the elixirs of oils and beauty that comes with skincare. But really looking after your diet is key. So, okay. Example, your nuts, your seeds, your fish, your oils, and whatever way you can source your essential fatty acids is huge. I personally see it in myself if I'm not getting that into my diet. Yeah. So I describe essential fatty acids providing, and always check with your GP or your pharmacy to be sure if you're okay medication-wise to take them. But trying to get it through your diet is step one. It's literally like your skin's internal moisturiser.
Of course.
At this stage, I should just create Amigas, right? Because I talk about them so much, but really getting a high potent, efficacious Amiga is important. Then in terms of topical skincare, so again, going back to kind of your cream cleanser, really nourishing the skin, giving back. In skincare, we call it emollient-based skincare, which basically means going back to your 1970s.
Like a barrier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So going back to your traditional skincare, where you're actually trying to occlude the skin, hydrate the skin, keep that moisture in the skin is really important. So you're looking for ingredients like glycerine or ceramide. Then I like to up the ante, because what happens whether you're dry or oily is that you tend to look in the mirror and you might feel slightly lethargic or sluggish or this kind of a grey pallor tone or hue to the skin. And I love a vitamin C. And vitamin C is safe for all. Now, I will get to vitamin A in a second, but vitamin C is great for redness, pigmentation, as I said, that it's tired.
Vitamin C is something you put in the morning routine?
Usually the morning. You can do night or day. Yeah, really good question. But I would do the morning more so because it's what we call a natural antioxidant. So it just kind of protects your skin against light and free radicals, so when you're out and about throughout your day. But an amazing ingredient. You're looking for about 15% ascorbic acid is kind of the guideline if you're looking for a checklist, because I do believe still, and with the more and more brands that are coming onto the market, it's becoming more and more confusing for people to know, well,
it is.
I guess that I have to use vitamin C, but what am I looking for? So you're looking for something with ascorbic acid or L-ascorbic acid, about 15%. And then if I may, retinol. So you're dry, I'm oily, as we discussed, and then everyone listening somewhere probably in between those two goalposts. And the reality is retinol, or retinoids as I should call them, i.e. the family of vitamin A, it's probably this time of the year that people tend to use them because they do make your skin slightly more sensitive and irritated to light.
Okay.
I love living on the island of Ireland, and I know you do too, but we're not getting as much daylight, so it's a great time to actually start using retinols in. Yes.
Yeah.
But interestingly, it can make your skin more sensitive and dry.
Yeah.
And then we're already living in a time or the days of the year where there's not as much moisture in the air, humidity isn't a reality, and so as a result, our skin is void of a lot of moisture.
Would you put it, obviously the retinoids are at night, right?
Exactly.
I say obviously. But would you put a cream on top of that then if you're feeling dry?
Yeah, good question. So for someone like yourself who would, sometimes dry skin can have what we call a compromised barrier, which sounds slightly more dramatic than what's needed. But ultimately it means that your sealant perhaps isn't as sealed as say someone like mine who has a natural oily film kind of sealing everything in by itself. Now, whether I want that extra oil or not is a different day's conversation. But in answer to the question about the retinol or retinoids, and there's lots of different forms. So if you're scared of retinol, which people can
That's
be
almost in, a topic in itself,
why
isn't
would
it?
You say you're scared? I need to clarify that. It's because it can cause that sensitivity, but I always give it the example of like a gym. So the gym, you know, you go day one, day two, and you're a little bit tender.
You're building up.
Exactly. So it's an acclimatization period, and doing it slowly and steadily is definitely key. But we say in the skin ingredients world that, you know, retinol rocks, but getting that advice as to how to use it is key. So for you, I would often say cleanse, put on your regular serum if you want, put a moisturizer on first sometimes.
Okay.
And then put your retinoid on. And
okay,
then
so it's last.
Like a sandwich, exactly, so that you're getting
I do think of it as, since
like
you've described it, I do think of it as a sandwich. Now, before I let you go, the big thing is, and this is such a hot topic, I know you did this in Ireland AM and got loads of views on the video, is parents are getting overwhelmed again, let alone about their own faces, but the demand for certain skincare products for their kids.
Yeah, and look, I totally relate. I suppose my son is 21 next week, so I still can't get my head around an adult child. Do you still call them that? But I do know that it's a daunting time for parents, and they're the ones that are kind of stuck between, do I invest in this for my child because they're asking me for it, or do I not? Do I let them not be the child that's included? So I would say that's a totally different conversation to skincare. So if we just keep it down to
the basics,
anatomy, physiology, what is safe and what's not safe, I would say that it's back to that hydrating cleansing, and it's back to that SPF element. What's safe in the middle, if you will, for that sandwich piece, I wouldn't ever advocate for retinoids or retinols unless they're under the care of a derm and it's been prescribed or advised. That's separate, that's medical. But from an aesthetic and kind of that exploratory, experiential element that they tend to love to do, things like niacinamide, otherwise
which I'll never be able to pronounce, Jennifer.
It's a bit of a tricky one. We could just call it vitamin B3.
Jones like, I'm out of my, and I'm like, niacinamide.
And then there's hyaluronic acid, another tongue twister. That's naturally inside us. It's really hydrating.
Is that okay for kids?
Yeah, because the word acid, I understand, will confuse people. Because typically acids in skincare are exfoliating. This isn't.
Okay.
This is just giving hydration back to them.
Okay.
So, and that and a very mild vitamin C or antioxidant. So example, your vitamin E, your vitamin C, your hyaluronic, they're fine. Where we say no and where they don't need it yet are things like anti-aging peptides, your retinols, your salicylic acids, your glycolic acids, your lactic acids. So we have cheat sheets on the site if that ever helps people if they ever
want to direct people to that, please.
Yeah, there is. If you go to theskinnerd.com, there's literally a cheat sheet there of what's safe, what's not safe, and always ask us questions because it is a minefield. And
it is. You don't want to get it wrong.
And for last Christmas, the stats globally for skincare demands going on to Santa list and that were huge, and I anticipate them being even higher again. So
definitely.
Parents are unsure, you know, and if they're helping to guide their child, then
check
we're
that
definitely
out.
There to support them.
Oh my God, I could talk to you forever. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
It is such a pleasure to see you again. And again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer Rock. This is Today FM.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis on Today FM.